guys, welcome to my Ancient Egyptian podcast. I hope you enjoy and maybe learn something you never knew. What kind of landscape did Egypt have? Well, Egypt was founded within a desert, which means a ton of sand and not a lot of water. So, Egypt was founded by a river, but not just any river. It was the Nile. The Nile had made it possible to live in this vast desert because every year the Nile had flooded, and when the flood was over, the ground was enriched with minerals great for farming crops. First things first, as quoted by the History Channel, ancient Egypt emerges as a civilization in the early 3100 BCE. Ancient Egypt had hit its peak during the time period of 1892 to 1797 BC, under the rule of the pharaoh Amenemhat III, but it was short-lived because the next pharaoh by the name of Amenemhat IV had brought upon the decline of this great civilization. Did you know that the ancient Egyptians had one of the first written languages, and it was called hieroglyphs, but was later changed to Demotic? Back on June 19, 1799, the Rosetta Stone was found. This stone allowed us to decipher the hieroglyphs so we could read them. Ancient Egyptian religion had many gods that they had worshipped and praised. Some include Ra, the sun god, Anubis, the god of the underworld, and Amun-Ra, the chief of the Egyptian gods. Like many other early religions, ancient Egypt had rituals. Most of them were to appease the gods. The government of ancient Egypt was run by the pharaoh. The first pharaoh was considered to be Ra himself. This meant that the people of Egypt would praise the pharaoh like they were godlike entities. Since we've never found any information on if there were any laws back in ancient Egypt, historians consider that the pharaoh was the law. This concludes my podcast on ancient Egypt, and thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed and maybe learned something new.